this businessman from Helm was on a business trip by train, and there was a blizzard, and the train couldn't get through the snow, so everyone had to get off the train, and they said, there's no more trains till tomorrow morning, so everyone had to find a place to stay for the night. He goes to the local hotel, and all the other train passengers already took all the rooms, so he's begging the innkeeper, can you find me even one spare bed? So he says, there's one room with a spare bed, but the other bed is being slept in by a Russian general. So you got to be really careful not to wake this guy up. He says, okay, it's a deal. I'll sleep in the spare bed in the room with the Russian general. And the innkeeper's like, but I'm going to come wake you up before dawn because, you know, you got to get out of there before it's light out. So he goes, he sleeps for a few hours, and the innkeeper sneaks in before dawn. He wakes the Helm guy up. So silently in the middle of the dark, gets dressed. But it's dark. He doesn't realize he puts on the wrong clothes. He gets dressed in the general's clothes. He's wearing the general's uniform. So he's walking down the street toward the train station, and people start acting all respectful toward him. He passes some soldiers, and they even salute him. He can't understand why is everyone treating him differently. And he looks in the mirror, and he sees he's wearing a general's uniform. He says, oh, that dumb innkeeper, he woke up the wrong guy. He woke up the general. Meanwhile, I'm back at the hotel still sleeping, and I'm going to miss my train. The Helmite was a fool because he thought wearing the general's clothes made him a general. Chassidus explains that our behaviors are like clothing. We can change them, just like you can change your clothing. You can dress in different clothes. It doesn't change who you are just because you're dressed like something else. And that's very important to realize, that even when, God forbid, we behave the wrong way, that doesn't make us bad. It's an act of self-betrayal because we're not acting in a way that is befitting our essence, but it doesn't make it that becomes our essence. And this explains something very, very powerful about something that happens in this week's parsha. When Yaakov Avinu gets the blessings from Yitzchok Avinu, he's dressed as his brother Esav. Now, there are reasons for that, practically, in the story, why he has to do it in a disguise. But there's a deeper explanation. Rivka, his mother, told him, dress up like Esav and then go in and get the blessings. Esav was this wild guy. He was this hunter. He was a murderer. He was not a very upstanding citizen. And when Yaakov was being blessed by his father, he was dressed like this criminal. What's the point? Rivka, our mother, our matriarch, wanted that in the future, if any of her children, if any of the Jewish people, would be behaving in ways that are not becoming, meaning they're dressed in the clothing of a lowlife, the blessings should still come to them. So the blessings were given to Yaakov while he was dressed like Esav the criminal, as a precedent that even when you're dressed like this lowlife, that's not who you are. It's just a disguise, just a costume, and blessings can still come to you.